भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो ध्येयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। We continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam canto 4 Chapter 30, chapter entitled Activities of the Chetas, text number 38.
Vayam
tu sakshat bhagavan bhavasya pariyasya sukhyo chana sangamena सुदुश्चिकित्तस्य भवस्य मृत्योर् विषक्तास्मं त्वाद्या गतिं गता स्मः वयं तु साक्षात् भगवान् भवस्य प्रियस्य सख्युच्छनसङ्गमेन प्रियस्य सख्युच्छनसङ्गमेन सुदुश्चिकित्सस्य भवस्य मृत्यो सुदुश्चिकित्सस्य भवस्य मृत्यो विषक्तं त्वाद्यगतिं गता स्म भीषकं त्वाद्यगतिं गता स्म वयं तु साक्षात् भगवान् भवस्य वयं तु साक्षात् भगवान् भवस्य प्रियस्य सख्युक्षणसङ्गमेन यस्य सख्युक्षणसङ्गमेन सुदुश्चिकित्सस्य भवस्य मृत्यो विषत्वं विश्वत्वम् आत्मत्वाध्यागतिं गता स्म विश्वत्वमं गत्वाध्यागतिं गता स्म वयं तु साक्षात् भगवान् भवस्य प्रियस्य सख्युक्षणसङ्गमेन प्रियस्य सख्युक्षणसङ्गमेन सुदुश्चिकित्सस्य भवस्य मृत्यो Sudarshikeshasya bhavasya mrityo Isaktvamam kvadhyagatam gatim gatasma Isaktvamam kvadhyagatim gatasma Murtuhu means Vayam
We
to
them
Shakshat
directly
Bhagavan,
O Lord,
Bhavasya, of Lord Shiva, Priyasya,
very dear,
Sakyu,
your friend,
Kshana,
for a moment.
Sangamena, by association. Sudarshikitsayasya, very difficult to cure. Bhavasya, of material existence. Mrityo,
of death.
Visaktamam, the most expert physician.
You,
Adhya, today, Gatim, destination, Kata, have achieved, Sma, certainly. Translation and Prabhupada is finally Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. On account of your great fortune, we have been able to take shelter at your lotus feet. Translation responsibly. My dear Lord, by virtue of your moment's association
with Lord Shiva,
who is very dear to you,
and who is your most intimate friend.
We are fortunate to attain you. You are the most expert physician. Capable of treating the incurable disease
of
material existence. On account of your great fortune, we've been able to take shelter at your lotus feet. It has been said, Hari bina na smritim tarati. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme, of the Personality of Godhead, one cannot attain relief from the clutches of Maya. The repetition of birth, old age, disease and death. The prajetas receive the shelter of the Supreme Personality Godhead by the grace of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the Supreme Devotee of Vishnu. The Supreme Personality Godhead, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambho. The most exalted Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. And those who are actually devotee of the Lord Shiva follow Lord Shiva's advice and take shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord Vishnu. The so-called devotees of Lord Shiva, who are simply after material prosperity, are in a way to deceive Lord Shiva deceived by Lord Shiva. He does not actually deceive them because Lord Shiva has no business deceiving people, but because so-called devotee of Lord Shiva want to be deceived, Lord Shiva, who is very easily pleased, allows them all kinds of material benediction. These benedictions might ironically result in a destruction of so-called devotees. For instance, Ravana took all material benediction from Lord Shiva, but the result was that he was ultimately destroyed with his family, kingdom, and everything else because he misused the Lord Shiva's benediction. Because of his material power, he became very proud and puffed up so that he dared kidnap the wife of Lord Ramachandra. In this way, he was ruined. To get material benedictions from Lord Shiva is not difficult, but actually these are not benedictions. The prajetas receive benedictions from Lord Shiva. As a result, they attain the shelter of lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This is real benediction. The gopis also worship Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, and the Lord is still staying there as Gopeshwara. The gopis, however, prayed that Lord Shiva bless them by giving them Lord Krishna as their husband. There is no harm in worshipping demigods provided that one aim is to return back home, back to Godhead. Generally, people go to the demigods for material benefit, as indicated in Bhagavad Gita 7.20. Kama sthitle hrita jnana prapatyante anya devata tamtam niyamam asthaya prakritya nitaya svaya svaya niyata svaya. Those whose minds are destroyed and distorted by material desire surrender to demigods and follow the particular rules and regulations of worship according to their own nature. One enamored by material benefits is called hrita jnana, one who has lost intelligence. In this connection, it is to be noted that sometimes the revealed scriptures, Lord Shiva is described as being a non-different from Supreme Personality Godhead. The point in this is the Lord Shiva and the Lord Vishnu are so intimately connected that there is no difference in opinion. The actual fact is that the ekalil Ishwara Krishna Ara Sava Bhritya. The only Supreme Master is Krishna, and all others are devotees or servants. Chaitanya Adi Lila, chapter 5, verse 142. This is real fact, and there is no difference of opinion between Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu in this connection. Nowhere in the revealed scripture does Lord Shiva claim to be equal to Lord Vishnu. This is simply a creation of and so-called devotees of Lord Shiva, who claim that Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu are one. This is strictly forbidden in the Vaishnava Tantra. Yastu Narayana Deva. Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are intimately connected as master and his servants. Shiva Viranji Nyutam. Vishnu is honored and offered obeisances by Lord Shiva and Brahma. To consider that they are all equal is a great offense. They are all equal in the sense that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and all others are his eternal servants. Om Agyanati Virantasya Gyananjana Salakaya Saksuran Vilita Menan Tasmai Sri Guru Venaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sankatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tham Sijivam Sarvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakham Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kandana Dhakanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vevaja Patitanam Kavayendru Vaishnadevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sarasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Vayam tu sansar bhagavan ravasya yasya sakyus chana sangamena sudurchikit sasya sibhavasya mrityo visattam tvadhya katim gatasmaam Dear Lord, by virtue of a moment's association with Lord Shiva, who is very dear to you and who is your most intimate friend, we were fortunate to attend you. You are the most expert physician, capable of treating the incurable disease of material existence. On account of our great fortune, we have been able to take shelter at your lotus feet. So who's speaking here?
Prachitas.
Who they speaking to? Lord Vishnu, yes. So yes, Lord Prachitas have performed a austerity for a long period of time, and during that 10,000 of the austerity period, what do? They chanted the Rudra Gita, the mantras that are given by Lord Shiva. This is the mantra that glorifies the Lord. So they chanted for 10,000 years and performed austerity under the water. As a result, Lord Vishnu has appeared in the scene. And now, Lord Vishnu has appeared and gave them some benedictions, yeah. And now the Prachetas are offering prayers to Lord Vishnu. Yeah? So nearly last six verses, Prachetas are glorifying the importance of association of the devotees. How important. Last like almost 5-6 verses totally focuses on the importance of the Vaishnava association or devotee association. As we can see, even in this verse, they are also glorifying that they had the association of Lord Shiva. Not only his devotee, as Prabhupada explains, he's the greatest devotee, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. And they had devotee associates as well as Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva is their spiritual master as well. So in the same thematic, so today we'll be discussing on the importance of devotee Vaishnava association and who are the devotees, what is the expense. So I had collected a few in like this, the collection of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam. Every topic I find, I just, you know, collect the verses. So I thought I would share that what I have in my notes. there was a story I heard in one of the lectures by There was a thief. Thief, and in that kingdom there was a pious king. King decided to have the Vaishnava association. What he did, he invited all the saintly persons in his kingdom. And he said, we want to have the satsang, or the Vaishnava association, or the discussion on the topic of Krishna consciousness. So he invited all the Vaishnavas, and there was a thief. He also came to know that the king has invited these saintly persons. And at the end, he will reward them a donation. He will reward them a lot of money and wealth and everything, so that king has declared. So this thief also, now taking his outfit and became a sadhu. He put on his saffron robe and everything, so he become now, he's a saintly person. So, these devotees, when they were together, so for many days, they had a discussion of Krishna Katha between different saintly persons, discussing on the topic, different topics in saintly and on Krishna Katha for a long time. So when it came to the time of giving a charity by the king to these saintly persons, saintly persons actually, they kind of accepted, and they said at the same time, they said, no, we don't really need it. Thank you for inviting us. As a duty, as a grihastha, as a king, it's your duty to give us donation, so we will accept. But we don't need as much. I don't need, we can live simply and so on. So kind of they accepted, at the same time they didn't want it to accumulate so much. So like that, one person after another, so said they gave a similar response back. And this person, who was a thief, actually, was sitting at the end. And this person also came for all time and heard the discussion between the saintly persons. So by the time the king approached him, he had same response as the saintly persons. And he said, and he also revealed himself. And he said, actually, I came here thinking that you're going to give me a large donation, and now I was actually, I'm a thief. But by their association of these greatly saintly persons, last so many years, so many days, I have heard this Krishna Katha, and I got purified. Now also, Madhu, do follow these saintly persons. So he also, so this is to illustrate that the association of the Vaishnavas or the devotees, it's what it does to even to the person that has got a very different kind of mentality. Similar instance, there was the merchant. He pleased Lord Shiva and he wanted a benediction, right? And then Lord Shiva actually sends that merchant to Sanatana Goswami. You go to Sanatana Goswami and he will give you the benediction you want, the wealth you want. So when he came to Sanatana Goswami and he approached him and said, Lord Shiva has sent me to you that you have something very valuable that you can offer me. And what did Sanatana Goswami say? He said, yes, it is there. I kept it there's a trash bin there. You'll find it there. Go search in there. So he searched, and what did he find? A touchstone. Touchstone that can touch the... And then the merchant was very happy. He said, wow, I've got the touchstone. Then, while he was going back, after he had received that touchstone, he was going back. He contemplated. He said, hang on, This is so valuable stone. Yet Sanatana Goswami has kept it in the dustbin. So he must have something valuable, more valuable than this. So he turns back and asks Sanatana Goswami, why did you keep this in a bin? He says, you must have something more valuable than this. He says, yes, I have this valuable. So Sanatana Goswami asks him, you just take this touchstone and throw it in Jamuna and come back. I'll give you the more valuable than this touchstone. So of course he throws the touchstone and then comes back and he receives the association of Sanatana Goswami and he becomes a devotee. So again, the association of the devotees, it's so what are the things, what are the symptoms, what do the devotee do in the association of the devotee? What do they do? What is their activity? Shravanam, Kirtanam. This is the most, I mean, I was reading, I collected so many verses. The whole emphasis is in these two facts. Devotees are hearing and repeating or chanting, Sravanam and Kirtanam, same thing. Huh? It's like Lord Kabira Dev says, Satam Prasham Namo Virya Sambhido Bhavanti Kartra Hrit Karna Rasayana Katha Tajjoshan Ashuk Paparga Vartmani Sraddharati Bhakti Anukramishati. So what are they doing? Satam Prasangam Mambirya Sambhido. They are discussing the topic of Krishna. So as a result, what happens? As Kapila Dev said, Asu. What's the Asu means?
Immediately.
What happens? Apavarga Vartmani, the desire for even for liberation, that goes away. And then Sraddha, faith, firm faith, Rati, attraction, and then Bhakti takes place in the association of the devotees. Same thing again in the Navayoganas, 11th canto, chapter 3, text 31. They said, the devotees of the Lord are constantly discussing the glories and pastimes among themselves. Just like in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Machita, Matkata, Prana, Bodhiyantas, Parasparam. That what they do? In that association, Sravana, Kirtanam again. They constantly remember the Lord and remind one another. Smaranta, remembering, and smarayanta. Yanta means reminding or remembering or discussing. In this way, their devotion, devotion to the principle of bhakti, the devotees please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now we discuss what are the symptoms of the devotees. What are the qualities of the devotees? Oh, yeah. Lord Kapila Dev gives titiksha, karuni, yes, tikshava, karunika, surida, sarvadehinam, ajata, santava, satrava, santa, sadhava, sadhu, bhushanam. He is titiksava, tolerant, karunika, merciful, surida, friendly, sarvadehinam, to all the living entities. Ajata, satrava, they don't have any enemies. Santa, peaceful. Sadhava, abiding by the scriptures. Sadhu Bhushanam, they are the ornaments of the sublime characteristics of sadhus. These are the characters of the devotees. Now, in this verse, Prachitas have given how long the association, I mean, it takes to become a purifier. They said, what's the word they use? Chana Sange. Now, so how long is Chana? Does anyone know? Who? Chana is
less than 6
3 Nimesha.
Chana.
Okay, Nimesha is the time it takes to blink. So 3 of those equals Chana. I was looking at the similar verses that they explain the time, how long it takes. There's 3 to reference I found. One I found is Lava. Lava is okay, so 3 Lavas equals 1 Nimesha. So Nimesha is how long it takes to blink eyes. So 3 Lava equals 1 Nimesha. So Lava is even shorter than Nimesha. So there's Lava, there's Chana and Muhurta. So 3 references I found. There was Lava, Chana and Muhurta. Lava is very fractional at time. Muhurta is 1 hour. 45 minutes is over, 48 minutes, yeah, so roughly. I was just looking at the Bhagavad Subodhini. They have put it as 1 hour in the table they have collected in Bhagavad Subodhini. So they said 1 hour. So it's about 48 minutes or 1 hour, so let's see. So the point they're making here is that even we have a very fractional time of association with the devotee, what can it do? It can deliver apaparivartmani from the deliberation, the birth, death, old age, and disease. It's so important, the association of the Vaishnavas, it is extremely described. In the 11th canto, it says, this is the, again, Maharaj Nini, the glorifying the Vaishnava Association. It says, this is the 11th canto, chapter 2, and text 30. It says, therefore, O completely sinless one, this is now Maharaj Nini speaking to Navi members. I ask you to kindly tell me what the supreme good is. After all, even a half moment's association, this the Sanskrit is shana artha. Now the shana is also now even divided into half. Even you get that much of association with the devotee, it says the association of your devotee within the material world, this material world of birth and death is priceless treasure for anyone. Half of Ashana. Now, another point of similar the devotees are also compared to as traveling tirthas. In the Bhagavatam, so many references we find that they are traveling holy places, like their holy tirthas. Why? It says in first canto, this is the chapter 13, text 10. Bhavat vidha bhavatas tirtha bhuta swayam vibho tirtha kurvanti tirthani. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. The devotees are They even purify the places of
holy places.
They themselves purify the places of holy, the pilgrimage places. And just in yesterday's verse, I think similar things is, my dear Lord, your personal associates, devotees, wander all over the world to purify even the places of pilgrimage. Tirthanam Bhavanam Ichchaya. They go to even purify the places of pilgrimage. Such is the power of the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees. Now this is very nice reference. Lord Krishna is glorifying the same things. This is the 10th canto, chapter 48, text number 11. Lord Krishna is speaking to the saintly persons. They have come to Kurukshetra. These glorifying the devotees. He says, mere bodies of water are not real sacred places of pilgrimage. So, nor the mere image of earth or stone are true worshipful deities. These purify one only after long time. But saintly sages purify one immediately upon being seen. Nahiyam mayani tirthani na deva shila maya te unati. Unati means purify. Uru kalena. So if you go to holy place, if you have Lord Krishna is saying that even you bathe in the holy places and you worship the deities and so on, so forth from those places. For uru kalena means long time, they can you get purified. However, darshanat eva sadhava, just by mere seeing the saintly personality, you become purified immediately. This is Lord Krishna speaking. Another very nice reference by Lord Shiva to Markandeya Rishi in the 12th canto, chapter 10, text 23. Same thing, similar statement, similar, he's making the same. Text also similar. His translation. Mere bodies of water do not constitute holy places, nor the lifeless statues of the demigod actual worshipable deities, because external vision fails to appreciate the higher essence of the holy rivers and the demigods. These purify after considerable time, but devotees like you purify immediately just by seeing. Same thing. Te punati uru kalena yuyam darshanat matrata. Just by seeing are important. Now, another aspect of is glorified in Bhagavatam is the lotus, the dust from the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas are very highly glorified. this is nice one here. Lord Shiva in the Rudra Gita is one of the prayers. He's comparing the fortune of a devotee. He's comparing the fortune of the devotee between demigods. He's saying, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, myself, they are devotees, they are fortunate. But they can go back home, back to Godhead after their lifetime. How long Brahma lives? 311 years, 64 billion years. He said they can go after such a period, such a long period. However, devotees, they can go within one lifetime. How long is a devotee's lifetime? It's about 100 years, give and take. Even that, Prahlada Maharaj said, 50% you go to sleep, go on. Very short period of time. He's comparing, Lord Shiva is comparing. He says, a person who executes his occupational duty properly for 100 births becomes a qualified to occupy the post of Brahma. If he becomes more qualified, he can approach Lord Shiva. A person who is directly surrendered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu in another devotional service is immediately promoted to the spiritual planet. Lord Shiva and other demigods attain this planet after destruction of the material world. So when he's comparing the time, duration, how long it takes. And then you guys have to wait for hundreds and thousands and millions of years before actually they can go back on that if they are qualified. However, devotee or in the association of devotee, one becomes a devotee, then they have an opportunity, better opportunity, quicker opportunity to go home back to Godhead. Another aspect we were discussing was the holiness of the Vaishnavas, so important. This is from the 5th canto, chapter 12, text 12. This is, Jagarat, speaking to King Ramana. My dear King Ravana, unless one has an opportunity to smear his entire body with the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, one cannot realize the absolute truth. So, why the dust of the lotus feet is given importance?
Mercy
of Krishna, yes. The dust, dust is where? It's in the ground. Right? The feet is stepping on it. So taking a dust from the ground, it is indicating you should have the humility in order to take the dust from the lotus feet. Generally from the elbow, if it's stepped by our feet, it's considered a lower. Two, for a devotee, in order to take the dust from the lotus feet, it has to have a quality of humility. One of the reasons that this is important, the reason the dust of the lotus feet is important, that because if you take the dust, then you have to be humble. Taking a dust from or touching the shoes or washing the feet, because that is humility required for doing a devotional service. So that's why it's a taking a dust from the lotus feet of Vaishnavas is one of the aspects. It nurtures your humility as a devotee.
It is also showing glory of the dust. The dust is touched by devotee.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
So that is more valuable than dust.
Exactly. So the touch of that dust, back from the lotus feet, the devotees or the Lord, it is very valuable. Very valuable. Yes, true. Maharaj, the Prahlada Maharaj says same thing. He's praying to the Maharaj Pariksit, Lord Nrisingadev. This is in the 7th canto, chapter 5, 32. Naisham Adhistvat Uru Kramang Grim Smriti Anartha Pa Gamo Yatha Artham Mahi yasam pada rajo abhiseka. Prabhupada says. Mahiyasan is the great devotees. Pada Raja, by the dust of the lotus feet. Abhiseka, we said he should be bathing. Abhiseka, we normally put, you know, like tons of water, fruit juice, milk, yogurt, and so on and so forth. He says, by the dust of the lotus feet, we should be actually bathing to that. I've been doing abhiseka from that Vaishnava's lotus feet. Now, another aspect of the devotee is rarity. Devotees are rare. In Bhagavatam, there's, you know, so many references, it says devotees are greatly rare, they're very rare. Lord Parikshit Maharaj, it's same statement there, devotees are there. Muktanam abhisiddhanam narayana parayana. Sudurlava prasantatma kutishu abhimaha mune. O great sages, among many millions who are liberated and perfected in knowledge of liberation, one may become a devotee of Narayana or Krishna. Bahunam janmanam ante kyananam kapatete vasudevam saram iti samahatma su durlava. Very rare just because to become a devotee. In that purport of that sloka, Srila Prabhupada quotes Birla Mangala Thakur and explains the word Narayana Parayana. says the sorry, this is Madhvacharya Srila Prabhupada's quoting. Says the there are 90 million demigods and 70 million sages who are all called Narayana. Devotees of Narayana. Amongst them, only few are called Narayana Parayana. This is Madhvacharya. In a Tantra Bhagavata. The difference between Siddhas and Narayana Parayana is the direct devotees are Siddhas and Narayana Parayana is that direct devotees of Narayana is called Narayana Parayana, whereas those who perform various types of mystic yoga are called Siddhas. This is another very nice in the 11th canto, chapter 2, text 29. The rarity of the devotee is Durlabho Manuso Deho. Human form is very rare. Dehinam Chanadongura. It could be taken away just in a moment. Tatrapi Durlabho Manye. This is Nimi speaking to Narayana again. Vaikuntha Priyadarsana. He's saying that getting the human form of life, a human birth, is very rare because you have to go through this 8.5, 8.4 million species and then you get human birth. He says, the Durlabham Manuso Deho. Dehinam chana bhangura, it could go any, it could be taken away any moment. But even rarer is tatrapi durlabham mane vaikuntha priyadarsana, that the devotees, those who are dear to Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha is another name of Lord Vishnu, to having their darsana is more, even more rarer. So there are so many verses that, you know, glorifying the rarity of the Vaishnavas, the qualities and association is so so much emphasis. Every prayers you read of this, you know, different demigods offering to the prayers to the Lord, or you know, different devotees offering to the Lord, in every section they glorify the association of the devotees. So important, highly important, and they are rare of the Vaishnavas. So today is also the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Now, we'll just briefly speak about Gopal Bhatta Goswami in the next class. Gopal Bhatta Goswami is the one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And who is the worshipable deities of Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Radharamanji, yes. Very famous Radharamanji is the Gopal Bhatta's worshipable deity. Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami came into contact with Mahachaitanya Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu was touring South India. And when he reached Srirangam, for a 4 month, he spent 4 months in Srirangam. And Venkat Bhatt was the one of the pujari, one of the Vaishnavas who was looking after the deities. He was head pujari actually. And when Mahaprabhu reached there, Venkat Bhatt hosted Mahaprabhu for 4 months. During that time, Gopal Bhatta Goswami is described to be about 12 years of age, or 7 to 12 in a different time. So he was a young boy. So he had an opportunity to, of course, see Mahaprabhu, and the most importantly, he was getting the remnants of Mahaprabhu every day. So then, after 4 months, when Mahaprabhu wanted to leave, Gopal Bhatta Goswami wanted to go with him, accompany him. But Mahaprabhu told him, "No, wait. You serve your parents until your parents are still living, and to perform your bhajan here. And when your parents leave, then you go to Vrindavan." That was the instruction of Mahaprabhu given to Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So then he served the parents for many years, and then when parents actually left in this mortal world, and as per instruction, Gopal Bhatta Goswami goes to Vrindavan. And who he meets there? Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So he meets there. This was the order of Mahaprabhu and go and seek the shelter, take guidance from the Rupa and Sanatana. So there he spends many years in Vrindavan and traveling in different parts of Braj. Then he also has a dream. When he reached Vrindavan, Mahaprabhu also came to know in Puri. Mahaprabhu was in Puri then. He came to know that Gopal Bhatta has come to Vrindavan and he's serving and he's in the association of Rupa and Sanatana. So then Mahaprabhu sends some garments and some gift for Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Some the outer clothing. He was also sent some asana and coping or something, some cloth. If you go to Radharaman temple, that gift of some garments are still kept in the Radharaman temple. Of course, I mean, not everyone gets to see it, but I was one of the fortunate ones that able to have darshan. So it's still there, that cloth. Once Gopal Bhatta Goswami also had a dream that he should go to Kandagira and get some saligrams. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami travels to go to Kandagira. In between, he in this place called Saharanpur. he was greeted, or he was hosted while he was traveling, hosted by a Brahmana. This Brahman didn't have any child. It was Grihastha, but he didn't have any child. He hosted this Gopal Bhatta Goswami while he was traveling and served him very nicely. I think Gopal Bhatta Goswami blessed him that he will have a child. And this Brahman also said that if I have a child, I'll give him to serve Krishna. So then Gopal Bhatta Goswami travels further to Gandaki River and to Nepal, and they reach the Gandaki River, and he takes his bath, and after he's taking the bath he dips his kamandalu to bring some water. What happens? The Salagram sealers come into his pots, and he said, oh my goodness, he puts it back. And it happened three times, so now after third time, the Gopal Bhatta Goswami realized that, okay, these saligrams is going to go with him. So he brings these saligrams, 12 of them. One of them was Damodar Sila. So he was worshipping them in Vrindavan for many, in a long time. One day, a rich merchant comes and offers some valuable clothing and ornaments and goods to Gopal Bhatta Goswami as a saintly person. It was a custom that regularly these pious merchants used to come and offer the different paraphernalia for worshipping to the deities, to these great saintly persons in Vrindavan. So he received this, and when you receive this, he saw, I have a saligram seva. I cannot offer these ornaments to Lord. Saligram Sila don't even have a hand, they don't have a hand, they don't have forms that he can decorate. So he slept like that at night. What happens? One of the Damodar Sila turns into a deity. So that deity is today being worshipped as Radha Damodar. So that, you know, just having a desire to dress, our Lord is actually manifest from Saligrami into a deity. See the devotees? That's great. So of course they have big festivals, the installing the sun, and that all of those Swamis in Vrindavan came there and installed these deities, and then these deities were being worshipped by Gopal Bhatta Goswami for many, many years. And then, I think 12 or 13 years later, one day he sees a boy. And he comes to Gopal Bhatta Goswami and said, now I'm your servant. Now this boy, guess who this boy was? That Brahmana that he had a son at Saharanpur. That boy is now becomes a he comes to serve, and he serves. He takes initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and he becomes a pujari of Radharamanji, assisting Gopal Bhatta Goswami. His name was Gopinath. So Gopinath also was not married, but Gopinath had a brother called Damodar. Damodar. So then this Damodar also came to Vrindavan and also takes initiation from Gopal Bhatta Goswami. But he was a Grihastha. So the lineage from Damodar is the now we have those pujaris in Radharaman is coming from that lineage. And they're still the same line of being worshipped of the being worshipped. So even if you go today in Radharaman temple, the whole cooking is still being done by the firewood and the copper. No gas or any other electricity gets used. So all preparation, Golgotha preparation is still in traditionally. And it is said that the flame, that same flame is from Gopabhatta Goswami's time, that the fire has never been extinguished up until today. And they keep the same flame going, and then they use the thawra. That's how this is how they cook the offerings of the puro and Radharama. Of course, the Gopalabhata Goswami was very scholarly, and all the Goswamis of Vrindavan, Haribhakti Vilas was composed by Sanatana Goswami, but Gopalabhata Goswami had a lot of contribution to this book when they were producing. So they were they were working together to produce this book and these Goswamis, as we know, like Jiva Goswami has, you know, produced so many of Bhakti literatures, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Similarly, Gopalabhata Goswami also had some contribution on the, like, working more. He more closely worked with the other Goswamis, like Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, assisting and producing many devotional literatures. He himself also wrote some books. It's called Sat Sandarva Deepika, Sat Kriyasara Deepika, Samskara Deepika, and Commentary on the Krishna Karnamrita. There was his main contribution by Gopalabhata Goswami. And in Gaurav Deepika, Sri Kavi Karnapur Goswami writes, he was the Ananga Manjari in spiritual world, as a sense. So they came as Ananga Manjari. So Gopalabhata Goswami passed, he left this world at the Radharaman, where the temple was, in the Radharaman, at the same places, in 1503. And at the age of 75, he left this world and retired. So if you even go today, and just right next to the Radharaman temple, there is a samadhi of Gopalabhata Goswami. I guess they worship samadhi right next to the Radharaman temple. So these are great Vaisavas. We are so fortunate to have these great Vaisnavas in our lineage, in our every Vaisnava, every single has their own uniqueness and the spiritual power. So we pray at this on this auspicious day of his disappearance day for us to give us even a drop of what they have, if we can have. So we pray to Gopalabhata Goswami to give his mercy to all of us, and we're in the class here. So any questions or comments? Corrections? Okay, so Hirgrantrasam bhaktam ki jai, Gaur bhaktavrinda ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur